cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
Welcome in to First Draft Fantasy. That's all the music I could play. We get 15 seconds, and that 15 seconds is up. So you get no more music, people.
Do you
welcome
ever
in.
Think about switching genres, like, every now and then? Just fucking throw random genres in there?
Into what, like, the songs to start out?
The intro, yeah.
I mean, yeah, what do you want?
Well, no.
Metallica.
I don't want to ruin it.
No, like, no, now next week, the intro song will be presented by Manu.
Sorry.
We have Manu and Chowder here joining me this week. As we continue our draft breakdown, and we, Pablo's down here too. He wants to be part of the podcast as well. So,
should have set up a mic for Pab.
Come on, Pablo. Look, Pablo. Come here, buddy.
Gonna give him the dummy mic.
Yeah, buddy.
He didn't lick that. That's weird.
But yeah, we are here. I swear it feels like we've been forever since we've done a podcast, but it's only a week and 2 days ago.
Yep.
Feels like forever ago that the Houston Texans traded for Stephon Diggs, but we never got to talk about that, so.
That was bananas.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Stephon Diggs, now a member of the Houston Texans. Gone away from Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
What did they get for him?
It's like a second.
Second, they gave up like fifth and a sixth with it.
For this year?
Something like that. I'm not sure if the second.
The second
is this year, but I'm not sure about the other picks.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And then they redid the deal to make it a one-year deal.
So Stephon Diggs will be a free agent next year. He's already in his 30s, I believe. I wouldn't doubt that, you know, go play with his brother. But, yeah, leaves the Buffalo Bills with Curtis Samuel as their wide receiver one.
They got
stock
Kincaid.
Up. Stock up.
Kincaid.
As the tight end. He's the tight end.
I know, but I'm just saying he's probably going to get more targets now.
He's definitely gone up. You know, we were talking last week about who the top dynasty tight ends are, and Kincaid definitely got a big boost now.
Okay.
With this news, yeah, there's seems like Diggs is a bit of a headache over there in Buffalo. Reports of him and Josh Allen getting into it after the first game, liking a tweet after he got traded that said that Bills Mafia was the worst fan base in the league. So
you've got a guy who's left two places on bad terms,
and I think that's part of the reason why Houston took the deal down to 1 year. Was like, if he's a headache,
goodbye.
We're not going to deal with you. Kind of, yeah, wait and see, especially with him being a 30-year-old wide receiver, too. So,
do you think he still warrants high draft?
In terms of, like, redraft leagues?
Yeah.
Probably now being with CJ Stroud. It's going to be interesting to see where he's going to be projected.
Tank Dell.
Nico Schultz, Collins.
Nico.
They got a lot.
Joe Mixon.
On paper, this Houston Texans offense is absolutely stacked. We saw Nico Collins and Tank Dell ball out just last year by themselves. Tank Dell's already back to, you know, working out with Stroud and everything like that, so that's good to see him coming off his injury. And yeah, I mean, there's people out there that are saying that Nico is still going to be the one for that team. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but I think it hurts.
I don't like the move at all for Houston players, except for CJ.
In terms of fantasy value, yes.
And it hurts Diggs. Hurts about... There's one person this move helps, and it was CJ. Everybody else that's involved in this.
I think Dalton stays around the same.
Kincaid. Dalton.
Schultz.
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot they're both Daltons. They're both Daltons. I've never even met a Dalton, and now there's two that we're talking about.
I've met one Dalton.
Okay. Good guy.
Normally.
He was nice. He's a sweet guy.
Okay. But yeah, that's
I heard there's a real reason why they got split up. And it's because they couldn't game anymore. Diggs wanted to game nonstop. And Allen liked to golf too much, and then he got a girlfriend. And so their gaming time broke up, and so he was upset. And so that's what really did it.
I want to apologize to all of our listeners for this information.
I actually, that is respectfully, I heard the same
thing. Not
100% true.
Not true at all.
Yep, Schefter said it.
What does this do for Josh Allen, though? You know, last year, he, I think, was probably the second quarterback off the board. Does this drop him down?
What did he finish?
He was number one or two.
I know he finished.
He was up there. Because, I mean, he started a little slow, but he picked it up big time. And then with his rushing, it's just...
And the only reason I think it don't change much is because it's not like he was targeting Diggs a lot towards the, like, back eight games and stuff like that when he was putting up on him points.
Was there any free agent wide receivers out there that are, like, really... Like, I know... Trying to think who could be out there that fills a...
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham, or Tyler Boyd. Those are...
That's about it.
Basically it. Yeah, he finished
as... the times have changed.
He finished as the quarterback one. Let me see. Let me fact check you on the digs.
I'm pretty sure he didn't target him as much in the back eight.
It's tough. When you got a guy who's... Who demands the number one coverage, like, I'm sorry, you just, unless you get wide open, you're not going to get him throwing the ball to you 30 times.
Five targets, eight targets, 11, 11, 5, 8, 7, 8.
Oh, then I guess he was.
He only had one or two games that he got over 50 yards, though, in that back eight. So.
The only reason I thought he wasn't getting targeted a lot was because... In standard league, I'm in. One of my homies picked him up and was like, "You want Stefan?" I'm like, "Fuck no, that fool ain't doing shit."
So, yeah, that's just, I don't know. I don't know what to
do. I think it changes Allen. I don't think he'll be drafted as high, but he'll definitely, I think, he'll still be a top five quarterback picked. I think they're obviously going to do something in the draft. They're going to get him a wide receiver somewhere. They've got to.
It's a very deep draft for wide receivers, so might be able to figure something out for him.
Try trade for Justin Jefferson. I don't know.
That's not going to happen, but...
That would be wild.
Justin Jefferson's jealous of Burrow and...
Chase,
so you never know. He could be jealous enough to go be like, well, fine, I'll be friends with this other white guy, Josh Allen.
I mean, I'd be jealous, too, if my quarterback was Sam Darnold right now. But apparently they've been doing a lot of work on their quarterbacks in this draft, and they are hosting Jaden Daniels on a private visit. So...
Another LSU guy.
I think Minnesota's going to move up for a quarterback.
Anyways, we got way off topic. I hate it for Houston players. I hate it for every single one of them except for CJ. And even then, I hate it because if he doesn't throw him the ball enough, how long before he starts yelling at a second-year quarterback? You don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just... You're trying to build
around him.
Yeah.
I see that.
They're still young. I don't think they're necessarily Stefon Diggs away from a Super Bowl. I think they're going to have to develop more. Like, they had a huge rookie year from a lot of players.
I think
that's going to be hard. You're going to get the attention more from a lot of people, more film on you. I think they're going to have a hard time matching what they were able to do, and maybe that's why they went and chased the Diggs.
I think they're contenders.
Oh, they're not. I'm not saying they're not, but if I had a pick right now, I would definitely take the Chiefs, Baltimore, those two for sure over them right now.
I don't know.
Well, Chiefs with Rasheed Rice now, too. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, that was the other news. He's officially got a warrant out for his arrest.
Yep.
He's officially been served.
Yes.
they took so long.
They gotta investigate the right way.
There was video evidence. They were like, we can't fuck this one up.
We gotta do this by the book, sir.
Super Bowl champion.
The crazy thing is I saw the report today, and a kid from the SMU football team has been suspended because he was the other driver that he was racing.
Jeez.
So, yeah. But,
thank you.
There's a lot going on with that.
Do you think he's guilty?
Listen, I am not here to presume innocence.
I like that.
Or
like
guilt.
But he did it. Oh, okay. Your secret's safe with me.
Okay. Well, we're talking about running backs, though, not wide receivers. Running backs today.
Running backs.
So before that, we're going to play a game, a little 3-on-3-on-3. You know.
What?
Running backs.
Oh.
You know.
Running back 3-on-3?
Say there was a running back out there, and he was trying to murder you.
Oh, jeez.
And we're trying to have a draft here of we're going to take a 3-on-3. Like, we're going to build a team each of running backs that we would want to protect us.
Okay.
All right, so we're drafting three.
All right.
What's going on over there?
Can I have the first pick?
I don't know who's good at pass blocking right now.
There's only current running backs. By the way,
I want
just current running backs.
Which running back is trying to kill me?
Huh?
Which running back is trying to kill me?
I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know, if there was a Bronco and he was trying to get away from you or something like that. I don't know, but
some orange juice? I don't know.
Three running backs
that
you would want to protect you. If we all got into a gang fight like West Side Story.
And can we all have like the same ones? Like if we pick same ones, it doesn't matter. We're not drafting them. It's who do you want?
No, it's
we're gonna draft them. So once somebody gets one, you're done.
Yep, that person is.
That's dumb. Who's going first? Because I want rock, paper, scissors.
Is going first.
Okay.
Going first.
Yep. So out of current running backs, who would you want protecting you?
So I like size. Right.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm probably gonna go Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Makes sense. All right.
Okay. Get the prince.
Hold on. I say my other two.
No.
Don't tease me like that. I was like, I'll line them up right now.
No.
Get the prince. Watch your mouth. The audacity. All right.
We're gonna just go straight to no snake. We're just gonna go.
Yep. Okay.
Circular.
Just circular. Motion.
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm writing my running backs down.
Saquon.
That was
Saquon.
Saquon. Dude, all he has to do is drop kick one, and he's going to... It's fine.
How's he on pass blocking, though?
All right. I'm going to go with the guy that probably looks like he's going to murder people every time he runs. So I'm going to go Isaiah Pacheco.
That's a good
one.
That's a good choice.
He's going to do something.
Yeah.
Does Lamar Jackson
come? No, he's not a running back.
I just want to confirm.
No, he's not a running back.
I'm just trying to make sure. Running backs?
Running backs.
The running backs, y'all.
Let me get a... I'm gonna stick with the size thing. Let me get Najee.
Okay. So we got Derrick Henry.
Basically,
and
I just want meat shields. You know
meat
what I mean?
Shields.
Meat shields.
I dare your meat shields to play Red Rover without a Pacheco.
That's fine. He's just going to bite them and they're going to be really meaty. Real fleshy-like.
All right. You're running back. Who are you taking?
I'm going with Bijan.
Bijan.
Yeah.
He wants some youth.
I want somebody some agile. Hostile.
Okay.
I think I have my next one. I'm not sure. I'm kind of nervous now.
I've got one in my mind. Oh, I've got another one now. Damn it. I should have picked this guy.
Damn, you guys are over here just thinking of something. This is my game. I had two people
in my... And they both got picked. Derek's like, I'll get these guys for sure.
They won't even think of them. Manu's going to pick Eckler. I'm not taking no tiny gnome.
I thought you were going Gus Edwards, Austin Eckler, and Spiller. But no, you didn't go that route.
Nope.
So, I don't like this.
Come on.
I'm just going to go for the quad argument, and I'm going to go AJ Dillon.
Okay.
The AJ
Dillon? The AJ Dillon. Quadzilla? Quadzilla, so... Got to match Saquon's quads here.
I'm going to get one of the two guys I wanted for sure.
Fuck. Nah. What if you had the potential just to pick between them two? Is that going to fuck you up? What if I don't even hit on, you know, if one of those guys?
Yeah, that's going to make me really wonder.
Is that
going to
fuck you up? See, now I got to... Do I want more meat shield or do I want some diversity? Oh. You know what I mean?
I bet there's somebody else. I've got three in mind that I'm like, I don't know if you could go wrong with either of them.
I want a guy who's kind of like, wait, are you still picking?
No.
I took AJ Dillon.
Okay, cool. I want a guy who's kind of like battle tested, okay, respectfully. Let me get a Brian Robinson.
Oh, jeez. Thank you. Thank you. You know, as soon as he... I couldn't think of his name. I was like, how do I remember his name? 100%. That's right on. I love it.
Is he battle-tested?
He's battle-tested for sure.
He's fucking betting up. Sure. Ooh, I need someone to lead my meat shields.
All he did was...
Choose your words wisely.
All
right?
My all guy, he did was...
make a
at comeback. Least I know my guy would take a bullet for me. You know what I mean?
All right. My last guy, I'm going to go with Breece Hall.
Okay. I need to hear the reasoning behind this.
Just because.
Just because?
Sounds like a good option. Protect me? It fits into my scheme. Why are you so worried about him?
Because right. You had like this, like, I have so many, these guys that I want to take. And then it was just like, Breece Hall.
Now I'm curious, who's the other guy?
Aaron Jones.
I was never going to take Aaron Jones.
Was it because the hairline?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs would have been good. I thought of Josh Jacobs first, but then I was like, I want a guy who's seen some action.
Wait, who's your last
especially
one,
if someone's coming to kill me.
I mean, to take out a prince, you got to have a king. So I'm going to go King Deontay Foreman. Goodness.
Does he even have a starting job?
He has a crown.
Apparently you don't need no starting
job. He has the crown.
He's a bodyguard.
How many teams has Derrick Henry been on? Two. more teams want Foreman. That's my argument.
I can see that. They're patting out for you.
So, yeah.
That those, Foreman fella.
I got Deontay Foreman, Isaiah Pacheco.
Dude named after a grill.
AJ Dillon protecting me. I don't know how I feel about it, but it is what it is.
I bet you wish you had more meat shields.
Your meat shields are just going to get torn up.
I would like to see you tear up Derrick Henry.
Bet.
Or Najee. Najee's pretty big.
Average.
Average? Average to maybe Chowder. Chowder actually broke the 6 foot. You know what I mean? You and me down here fucking looking up at everyone's noses.
That's why I'm going between your meat shield's legs.
You get smacked with a third leg.
I just wasn't quite sure what they're protecting me from.
He like, said someone's
other people
killing
are like
they're protecting you from. Like, let's say there was another murderous running back out there.
A murderous. That's why I was like, "Who's the running back?"
I
and
feel
you were
very
like,
protected by my guys.
Or there, just if there was protected. A murderous running back. Think like, of any murderous running back from any time period.
Simpson.
What? Why would you say that? R.I.P. I guess.
No, fuck him. No. Justice has been served. The only way it could have been better is if he had colon cancer.
Whoa. I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy theories on this.
What cancer did he go with?
I don't know. I just know it was cancer.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of conspiracies out there. That's all I'm going to say.
That they were like, he's really
if
just
if the glove
going...
don't fit, you must quit.
Oh, the sheer audacity.
Anyways, talking about running backs. We're going to transition to our rookie running backs.
Hell yeah.
Which was a pain in the ass. And you'll see why, because there's literally like no consensus. Five lists, and there's hardly a consensus anywhere. I don't even know where to start. That's how bad these...
Do we not have, like, somewhat of... I know... I think we have, like, somewhat of those same, like, worst three?
The worst three?
Like, 10...
Yeah,
not really.
No? I say you talk about, like, honorable mentions, right? Like, people who got within, like, 8 to 10 right? If there's any
the thing is, a lot of our 8 to 10s are different. That's the problem.
Well, how do we do this?
We'll talk about Will Shipley, because nobody has him inside of their top 7, I believe.
Will Shipley. All right, Mr. Clemson.
Mr. Clemson.
I didn't even have him on my list.
He is a...
I wouldn't be shocked.
5'11", 206 pounds, ran a 4.39, 40-yard dash. Out of Clemson, as we mentioned, he's finished the season with 167 carries, 827 yards, and 5 touchdowns, 5 yards per carry.
I think he was like the second running back on his team, possibly.
I don't know, because he had a better 2022 than he did 2023. 2022, he had 210 carries, 182 yards, 15 touchdowns. And, yeah, and then 11 touchdowns in 2021. So he took a dip this past year. And, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't see enough explosiveness from him.
No, he's going to struggle, I think, to make, like, a change of pace back at all. Like, I think he comes in as a trying for special teams type deal. Yeah, I just wasn't very impressed.
I mean, 4.39 is nice.
But I had no idea about him. So,
I mean,
he's not in your top 10.
He's not even on my radar.
Yeah,
you had Amani Bailey in your top 10, who I think you're the only person that had him in there. Yeah, you're the only person that had Amani Bailey.
Sorry.
No, you don't
need
to apologize. Next
time you need to give us, like, names. Be like, rank these fuckers.
That's the thing, like, you know, we gotta have everyone do their own thing. And if you have somebody that none of us have, that might do it. Because, I mean, last year, I think Chowder, I think, was the one who hyped up Tank Dell more than any of the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, panned out.
Tank Dell was my guy.
I started hyping up Puka into the off season, and then Puka showed out. So it's like, you know, just because they're top 10 doesn't mean... I just want to
know how you got that information, personally. You know what I mean?
What information?
On Puka, that was strictly an Islander thing. We were keeping it, like, kind of on wraps. Like, I don't know who you talked to.
There's no way to keep it on wraps. He's in the NFL draft.
No, we were keeping a pretty good lid on that.
I think with Shipley... A lot of it was the consistency just quite wasn't there. The average, obviously, 5's a good one, but in terms of overall the season, like, you're talking college, there's not many that are below 5.
I think 5 will probably be one of the lowest averages, yeah, if not the lowest that we see on this entire list.
There's only one other guy that I know, and there's a reason why, and we'll talk about him later, but... Yeah, he just...
I mean, he has pass catching that some of the other people don't win. Yeah. He has, you know, 38 and 31 the last two seasons. But, yeah, it's just feels like he's just not NFL-level talent to be a guy that's going to get the bulk of the work for any team.
Not going to come start. He's going to have to work his way through special teams, I think, to be able to earn a spot.
And this might be just because he's white, but I'm going to compare him to Rex Burkhead, okay?
I mean, it's not wrong.
Rex Burkhead was
that's a good comparable.
Was a guy that had a nice long career in the NFL, but he was never a starter, never was going to be a starter.
Good change of pace back, though. He had his games.
I'm having flashbacks of when I recommended people to start Rex Burkhead, and he, like, threw up a donut.
Yeah.
That was mortifying.
Do you have anything on Amani Bailey, since you're the one who had him on the list? Why did he make the list?
To me, he looked like a dual threat. He is undersized. He's 5'7", 203, something like that. Gets to the second level pretty well, and he had really good, like, body control, in my opinion.
Okay.
6'7". Damn.
6'7"?
6'7".
What are you talking about?
I just found him.
There's no way there's a running back that's 6'7".
What do you mean? What's the guy from K-State last year, you idiot?
You mean 5'7"?
That's what I meant.
I was like, I'm having a heart attack right now.
5'7", that's what I meant.
ESPN has him as 5'9".
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie.
He had 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns.
Sorry, I'm number special, so.
You're good, you're good.
I was like, what is he?
6'7".
He's gifted. He's an accountant, damn it.
And then he kept yelling at me. I was like, what's going on? Alright, so that's one of the guys that all of us kind of had at the bottom was Will Shipley. You had Imani Bailey. Like that. We'll go move on to Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin.
Alrighty.
Biggest back in the field. Well, at least out of the guys that we're talking about at 6'2", 245.
That's big back.
181 carries, 984 yards, 12 touchdowns, and a 5.4 average. I mean, he had a decent year in the pass catching, too, with 28. Only 131, so it's only a 4.7 average, but that's more than I expected from him. He actually had better. He's gone down every year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy because 2021 was his best year, and he had nearly 50 carries less than 2022, which is wild.
It was odd to see it kind of go down. Granted, I didn't pay attention to Wisconsin's record or anything.
Yeah.
How they were, but.
My thing with him was what I just saw was he had the power to run people over if he got out into space, but there was a lot of times where even as a big back, he was just running into the back of his old lineman and just
smashing into him.
Yeah, not going anywhere.
Not hitting the hole.
It definitely makes you question vision, right?
Yeah, like... Yeah.
I do like the speed that he's got for his size, but if you can't utilize it and hit where you need to go.
It's straight line speed because his quickness isn't as great there, and his acceleration is just...
I would make an argument, though, like if you're a team that needs a bigger back and you just need like a north-south guy, that might be your guy. Yeah. You don't need like a bell cow,
he could be
that
a short yardage guy. Yeah. But at the same time, like there was a lot of times where it was like, if there was a D lineman there to wrap him up, he wasn't breaking out of that tackle initially.
Oh, he was getting lanced.
That's what it just kind of felt like. Unless he got to that second level, he really couldn't do anything to that point. It was like, that's what was disappointing with watching him.
I don't see his pass blocking ability to be anything that you want to have just because he's not going to get out in the flats either. But
yeah, with a 4.7 catch average, like, reception average, it's not good. So yeah, he was a guy that I at almost 250, talking about almost Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
I was high on him just
Derrick Henry
that.
But 3 inches shorter and not quite the gangster Derrick Henry is. So
I put him
at a 3.
Yeah, just because he's a massive human being.
Braylon Allen.
And I was like, wow, this dude is fucking strong.
But in terms of it, like, obviously, you can develop him and you get it in the right system, but I think, like you said, best is probably going to be goal line situation.
Derek, what should be watching sometimes?
This is, he's watching Forrest, okay.
I just wanted him to turn around and see the Klansman.
I don't know how Forrest Gump got on there.
But I don't know, but
I'm not mad about it.
I am, because wrestling was pretty interesting back there.
But yeah, to kind of go over, Will Shipley, Jose had him at 10, Hugo at 8. I had him at 10.
I have him at 8.
At 8, so, and then not on Manu's list. I almost called you your name on the Slack channel, and I just don't want to do that.
Just say it one time. It's funny.
As for Braylon Allen, we're kind of all over. You know, Manu has him at 3rd. Jose has him at 5. Hugo has him at 9. I also have him at 9.
I have him at 9.
So there's 9, 9, 9, 3, 5.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9. I just like him because he's massive.
He is massive.
He's a north-south guy. And, like, that's, to me, that'd be easier to work with or invest in depending on where he lands.
Yeah. I mean, I see the upside to it, but I think in terms of comparing them to the others, I like the others a little bit, but like in terms of what they can do. I
mean, like immediate production kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if, you know, like we pointed out, if the vision problems are there, they're only going to get worse at the next level.
Mm-hmm. My whole thing is just run them over. Be a man. Run them over.
But most of the guys he was running over are now working at the T-Mobile store. So
I always wondered how that went down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine getting ready for a game and you're playing this guy and you're just studying to be a, you know, like an engineer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really don't even know where to go next. That's how freaking
what
crazy.
About Ray Davis?
Ray Davis. Jose's number 7. Hugo's number 10.
My 10.
Your 10. My 5. And Manu.
I had him at 5.
At 5 as well.
Okay.
Say my name.
I'm not saying that name.
So with him, I think part of why I have him is a little size issue, like 5'8".
I think he's got the
weight,
though. He's
a 5-year guy. Well, I definitely think he's got the weight for it, for 211. He's a 5-year guy in college, so he's going to come out a little older.
A
little bit more usage on the body.
More tread.
I mean, yes and no.
The position is already disrespected as it is.
2020, 2021, 78 and 44 carries. So
yeah, but you still talking practices and all the other nonsense.
He definitely had to jump up this year because it was like the 4 years prior, 4.8, 3.9, 4.8, 4.5 yards per carry, and then this year, 5.7.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was one of the better dual threat guys that I saw, where he can, you know, run and...
I did like his pass catching.
His pass catching
his
was
pass
there,
catching
so,
for sure.
14 touchdowns this year, 1,129 yards rushing, and yeah, just...
323 pass receiving and 7 receiving touchdowns, too, which was...
So 21
total higher touchdowns. Compared to a lot of these guys.
Yeah, so it's just... I don't know, I just saw him and I was just kind of like...
He's a little bit more refined, too, right? In a sense of, like, ball security all day.
Well, too bad you can't easily look up fumble numbers.
I have them right here.
Oh, do you?
0 in 5 years.
Damn. That's very good.
So, is that why you had him at 5, would you say?
I think it was just kind of the dual threat ability. I felt like he was one of the more explosive guys that I saw when, you know, was actually making people miss. And just kind of... Yeah, like...
He's got the agile. He's not going to break away necessarily.
No, he doesn't have the breakaway speed. He did have a 75-yard run, but, you know, yeah, he's not going to be your Jahmyr Gibbs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I just think he's a good running back overall. Yes, a little bit older, but we'll see. I think... A lot of what's going to... These rankings are going to 100% change for us with landing spots.
Yeah, like usual.
Like, I think in the past, there's running backs where it's like, I don't care where he lands. He's talented enough
to be that guy.
Yeah, to be a guy that's going to get that work no matter what. A lot of these guys, I just don't necessarily see, like, oh, yeah, he's going to walk into some place and just, you know, get the work.
I'm not... That's where I'm almost not too worried about all of their landing spots either. I feel like most of these guys will wind up landing somewhere where they're getting either worked in as like a change of pace guy or...
I don't know, because San Francisco loves drafting guys in like the 3rd or 4th round at running back.
But they have CMC.
And they never use them. That's my point, is they will draft a guy in the 3rd or 4th and never use them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why landing spot matters.
I guess so.
So, yeah, Ray Davis... yeah, I like him. Number 5.
I think his age is what did it for me, if I were looking at more than anything, but...
Bounced around to 3 schools.
Yeah.
Temple, Vanderbilt, and Kentucky.
Lacks loyalty. Just kidding.
These Jose loyal.
All right. Who should we talk about next?
What about a Marshawn Lloyd? How's that one looking?
Let's talk about Marshawn. Manu has him at 7. Chowder has him at 7. I have him at 6.
Nice.
And Hugo has him at 6. And Jose has him at 8. So, yeah, he's...
What's a consensus around there? About the only one we have.
Pretty much the closest to a consensus that we have. 5'9", 210 from USC. play there 3 years?
1 year. He played at South Carolina, the other no, USC.
Nobody's loyal. He's loyal to USC.
USC, just fuck, different one.
116 carries, 820 yards, 9 touchdowns, 7.1 average. And that's a little bit of a bigger frame for some of these running backs at 5'9", 210 is what I have them that listed as.
I have him 5'9", 220. 4'4", 6'40".
4'4", 6". You heard the man.
Who the fuck are you? What have you done with John?
We didn't mention Ray Davis's. It was a 4'5", 240, which is a little bit disappointing, but
he's old. Leave him alone. He's old. He's doing that on purpose. I don't know. His wisdom.
Oh, the hamstring. Marshawn, you know what's crazy is he has 232 yards receiving. I just realized off of 13 catches.
That's a 17.8 average.
That's nuts.
Not like, many catches, but he made them worth it.
He made every single one of them worth it.
He's all right.
He's all
right. He's all right.
To me, he's kind of like this year's Damian Pierce from a couple years ago, where it's like he didn't have a lot of work in college, but you know, a lot of his stuff was actually pretty good, and you know, he runs hard. I liked what I saw on film. I was tempted to move him higher, but I just couldn't do it.
Couldn't force yourself to.
I felt like there was a lot of plays though where he was just, you know, I mean, there was times where he was outrunning his blockers, which is, you know, something he's going to have to fix a little bit and adjust to, but
it was hard to do that just cuz USC was so built around passing with Caleb Williams that, like, obviously his touches running wise, he only had 116. That's nothing compared to, like, it's half some of these guys' totals.
Yeah, but 7-1.
But he made every single one of them really worth it.
Yeah, he was averaging a good amount of yards every time he was touching the ball.
I think it just made it hard to move him above some of them because there wasn't the backup that you want to see necessarily.
I could see a team taking a shot on him, though.
Yeah.
Earlier than we expected.
Marshawn Lloyd, right?
Yeah.
So, for whatever reason, in my notes, I was like, had only one sick catch at Senior Bowl. I don't know why.
Only one sick catch.
But it's in there.
Hey, that's about his average a game is one sick catch a game.
And then I put fumbles ? Because I couldn't find shit.
See, and that's where I struggle to find their ball handling, because I couldn't find fumbles. And I wasn't going to go searching site to site and...
I don't know. I have fumbles here, but this one says zero again, so now I'm questioning if this
is... You're like, how is that even right? Because, like...
Let me go to another person and see if...
I also wrote on here, bad pass block. And then I was like, halfway through my taking notes, I was like, doesn't fucking matter if they can pass block or not. Can they score fantasy?
Yeah, nobody has fumbles according to ESPN.
Yeah, see, that's... Okay, yeah, ESPN definitely is wrong.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about Audric Estime.
Oh, boy. This is...
Notre Dame running back, 5'11", 227, 210 carries, 1,341 yards, 18 touchdowns, and a 6.4 average.
My biggest downfall with him, this motherfucker is going to get lit up trying to hurdle as much as he did in college.
We have Jose has him at 9. Hugo at 7. I have him at 8. Chowder, you have him at 3.
Yeah.
And Manu, you have him at 4. So, once again, all over the place.
All over.
With this guy.
So, the hurdling, he literally tried, like, that's his go-to move. Was trying to hurdle everybody. And he did it very successfully. He's literally, like, running hurdles, though. Like, I feel like he had to have been a high school hurdler or something. Because it's like lock and step with his, like, it's just so easy. But he's going to get messed up if he tries to do it in the NFL. Going to get messed up.
See, my thing with him was his lateral quickness. I felt like anytime he was trying to cut to, like, find a hole, it felt like the slowest
It did.
Cut of all time on so, like I didn't understand
I agree. But he would find them and then he would explode through and then I like it's odd. He doesn't look fast, but he breaks away from guys that like I sit there I was watching I'm like, how is he doing this?
I don't think we have a 40 on him.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yep, I have him at 471, which is definitely it wrong.
It looks like it's, you were correct.
But if you watch his game speed, he can break away from people. He can get out and break away from the safeties and the corners. He
you
can,
just tell me he got nervous game at a
speed.
Track meet?
It's game speed, man.
I'll accept that.
The other thing with Audric Assime and Braylon Allen, both are very young at 20 years old. So
I liked his size. His power's there. He was bouncing off people. He was very difficult to get down. And then the way he runs with his feet getting up, you can't trip him up either. He's not getting tripped up by people going at his ankles. Everything's game tackle on him, like
I'm picturing a lot of high knees right now.
He reminded me a little bit of like a Peyton Hillis.
Okay.
Like
okay.
The way he ran just and I don't know.
He only made one Madden cover.
I just think at the next level if he's making these slow cuts, that just gives the linebackers and everybody time to get there.
I don't think he's gonna be used to cut. I think he's gonna be kept in tackles. He's just got to find his hole. He's a hard guy to bring down.
Notre Dame known for having good lines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think he was like a direct benefactor of that?
I think
a little, yeah. A little, but at the same time, like with the good old lines and people like that,
I feel like that's the thing with him and Braylon Allen.
They're load both, up a little bit.
They both benefited off of good lines.
They yeah, both benefited off of good lines. Even you can even say Blake Corum.
Oh, Corum for sure. That's one of my things I want to talk about, but when we get there.
So yeah, it's just especially playing in you know the Big Ten, like those teams kind of load up on the offensive line, and some of these defenses don't have the power on the D line and to yeah, kind of, you know, you're not yeah, seeing the same talent that you're seeing in the SEC with
them
D-line. Being,
yeah, but they got to play, you know, Clemson, they got to play some of those teams because they are a free conference team. Yeah, so
I
don't know. I think he's a raw talent. Like he can, you're kind of getting with the younger product, like, you get some molding you can do with them. And I think he's very much a hard nose between the tackle guy. And I don't know. I watching his film, it looked awkward as shit. It was hard to watch sometimes, but it was good.
Just couldn't. I couldn't do some of that.
It was away.
It was.
I mean, 1,300 yards. Like
I had to check to see if I was watching in slow motion.
And like, it seemed like it, but then when he'd break away from guys, I'm just sitting there going, he's got it. Because there's other guys where I watched them and they can't break away at all.
But then you see the 471. I know it's game
speed. Yeah, but it's at that point, who gives a shit?
He just gets nervous at track meets. Leave him fuck alone.
Yeah, it's like getting nervous at a doctor with your blood pressure, man.
All right.
They're like, oh, you're kind of running high. Yeah, bro, you're fucking jabbing me. Like, I know what I'm here for.
I think we've narrowed it down, and we're going to talk about our top five guys. I'm going to say these are the top five guys. They're the guys most likely towards the top of our lists,
yep.
But also not.
Derek's just naming his guys. What the fuck?
Well, I've got notes on my top six that are like legit notes.
Oh, okay. So I don't have that.
I've hit all of them. Now I'm getting to all of them. Okay. So.
I'm down with the sickness.
Hell yeah. Who we want to talk about next?
I'm trying to see where. We will talk about. My guy first out of the top five because I'm the one that has him the highest.
Okay.
And that's Bucky Irving
from
Oregon. I have him at two.
I don't disagree with your two either. necessarily.
186 carries, 1,180 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a 6.3 average. Also added 56 catches, 413 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was the one that I just watched the tape on, and I loved what I was seeing from him.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's a small guy, 5'10", 195, and that might be being generous.
You are being generous.
That might be generous from ESPN.
What do you have?
5'10", 195.
I have him at 5'9", 192.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Now. 1 inch,
the pounds. Crazy part was he ran a 4.55, which I was shocked by watching his film. Like,
this is the same thing. I felt the same way watching his tape as I did a couple years ago watching Kyren Williams. So that's why I feel like I'm not that concerned because Kyren Williams also ran, I think, a 4.5 something in this 40.
Well, that's where I don't like, obviously, my guy that I just talked about being 4.7. Testing versus game speed, but
yeah, and Bucky's just got, he's so agile and like, but he also runs tough.
The vision he has though too. Vision, he follows his blocks.
He was breaking more tackles than some of the bigger guys on this list, and that's kind of just what was like, I know it's the Pac whatever it Pac is 12, now. The well, Pac two. But it's just like
how much does he weigh?
We just said how much he weighed. 192.
Oh, okay. Just confirm. And you're telling me he's trucking food? Yes.
He was
not
physical.
Necessarily trucking.
So he was physical.
On mine I have, he's elusive, right?
He's definitely elusive.
But I also have small, gets rocked a lot. But I also have productive, man has hands.
It's funny. We talk about him a little bit. You brought up Kyren. To me, he's kind of a similar, like, role of, I'm not going to put him up on the level. I think there's a different level, but he's a Gibbs-type back.
And I was literally just about to bring up Gibbs.
He's a Gibbs-type back.
He's 5'9", 201.
Yeah. He's a Gibbs back. He reminded me big time of a first-round
pick. But the thing with him, between him and Gibbs, I think Gibbs is more explosive as an athlete.
Yep.
Has more of that breakaway speed. But Bucky runs so much better in between the tackles than Gibbs ever did.
Yeah, he's got a little bit. But I would say he's more of an outside guy. If you get him on the edge, that's where he succeeds the most. That's where he's going to make people miss. And that's where I hit him different than Notre Dame guy.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think in rookie drafts, you will probably see me getting a lot of Bucky Irving.
Unless I'm before you.
you don't have him high on your list. You can't do that.
Only thing I have questions about would be like a durability. We had that same one with Gibbs. But I think it's there. Like, we see a lot of these smaller running backs. There's always durability questions, but it's a risk. Like,
Manu had him at number 9.
Ouchies.
I did.
I had him at 4. Or no, Chowder had
him at
4.
I had him at 4.
I had him at 2. Hugo had him at 5, and Jose had him at 6. So, once again, all over the board. I think my 2 raises him up to be the top 5, and that's all I'm going to say.
Why is Derek only talking about his guys?
That's my guy. Gosh,
I'm over here checking off which ones have gone so I know who's remaining.
But, yeah, I just think he's going to have a role. Even if it's like a Darren Sproles type role in the
league. I could picture that more than anything.
So
he can turn the Jets on.
Like, yeah.
He definitely was breaking away.
He's got gears.
Yep.
He's got gears.
You guys hate on him though.
I have him at 4.
I don't know what you want to say. I told you before this podcast even started, I was like, I like the massive people. The people I know who are gonna go north and south.
I don't even know who to talk about next.
What about a Benson?
Benson, I feel like, is higher in terms of our overall list, but
he's got to be one of the... We've got 4 left to talk about. He's got to be the closest to 4 out of the last 3.
Who's our 5th? I can't even... Oh, Blake Corum. We could talk about Blake Corum, because I feel like he's going to be the lowest out of everybody on our list.
I have him at 2.
Yeah, but Manu has him at 8.
Oh.
I have him at 7.
Damn. You guys really hate him.
Hugo has him at 2.
Where is he at?
And Jose has 3. So maybe he's boosted up. I saw us have him pretty late.
But anyways, we'll talk about him.
He's my height.
He's smart.
Blake Corum.
So are half of these other running backs.
That man, no. Some of them are an inch taller.
Yeah, let's talk about Corum.
Let's talk about him.
I mean,
5'8".
The numbers
205.
Are insane. I haven't met 213.
I also haven't met 213.
Anyways, 210-ish pounds.
He's got meat.
He's meaty. He's meaty. He's a bowling ball.
23 years of age. 4'5", 340. But the production out of this freaking world.
But
so one of the biggest things that you could knock him for is, yes, he had a very good O-line in Michigan. 100%.
And
but
Jimbo runs
but,
the ball.
Yes, but this man is like Derrick Henry in the fact that not like Derrick Henry in the fact that he is always going up against a box of 8+ defenders.
Ooh, okay. I don't know about that.
Fairly often, were they getting boxes of 7-8 people?
Damn it,
like,
I wish I would have saved that. I saw a graphic, and it really
changed it.
It
I don't
changed
know
a lot of my things, and it's part of the reason I almost wanted to put your number one guy even lower, but let me see if I can find it.
Wow.
But yeah, go ahead, Blake Corum. He had 27 touchdowns last year.
To me, he's kind of going to be judged based off of the fact that he did play for a great offensive line. But he's powerful. Like, he's explosive, getting through the hole. He's hitting it hard. He got good vision. They leaned heavily on him to do the work of a quarterback. Everybody knew runs were coming, and they still ran the ball, and I think that's definitely another plus to all those offensive linemen.
I will say, I put down dude's got grit. So, I mean, like, I was remotely seeing what you're talking about.
Like, he's not, I wouldn't say he's going to necessarily break away from people at a 4.55. Or 4.53, he wasn't, like, necessarily going for 80-yard runs, but if he got into open field, you bet he's getting 30, 40 yards before he gets caught. Like,
okay.
And so if you're 30, 40 yards out, he's scoring a touchdown.
I'll take that.
I'm a defender of this guy. I think he's going to get a little harsh, Mitt. And then the other thing with it is, like, some of his runs, it looked like he was moving slower. There was no other back in college that was used like him. Like,
constantly.
Just constantly getting hit, constantly getting worn down, and he just sat in there and kept doing it.
I guess my question would be, does he run tall?
He stays pretty, I mean.
He's about
5'8", there's not much.
Go ahead, make a short joke.
Yeah. this, I found the thing, and it was like, yards per carry, splits versus stacked boxes, and like non-stacked boxes. And he's around the same spot as Marshawn Lloyd with stack boxes averaging around 4.5 yards per carry.
I mean, 4.8. It's just one of those where he's got one of the lowest averages, but I don't really care about it just because of how he was used. Like, he never got outside the tackle box, really. Like, he was always running through the middle. Like,
guard.
It was very much power offense. That thing was...
I'm probably
a
little too harsh on my ranking of him. I wanted to see something special, and
I don't feel
like I saw anything that like really jumped off. Like, he's a very good back, and he's gonna, you know, be on Manu's team in Los Angeles. So we'll see how.
I'll let you know how it works out for us.
I mean, I'll be watching. I'm gonna own some stocks of this guy. Hopefully, he keeps falling and people are like Derek and hate him.
Him and Gus are going to be best friends.
People are not going to hate him. Especially people that aren't doing as much
research
as we're doing. They're just going to be like, oh, you know.
Blake Corum. Yeah. I've got to take him.
That's a very noticeable name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
I will say...
I get the negative sides to him. And I think I'm maybe giving him a little... Maybe the opposite. Giving him a lot of leeway with it just because of that. But
he
I think it's rightfully earned.
He seemed to be more explosive the 2 years before, averaging 6.6 and 5.9.
But that's just before they got a quarterback who wasn't asked to do much.
Yeah, you would like to see more in the receiving game from a guy that's, you know, on the smaller side. add that to his workload, but I mean, he's going to have more tread on his tires than worn down tread than a lot of people, you know, back to back seasons of 240 carries.
Yeah.
Plus carries.
So I mean, like, I get that. So I have one guy as a small bowling ball, and then for him, I have even smaller bowling ball, physical, but he's going to do what he needs to do.
I mean, you can't deny that the kid finds the end zone, and that's, you know, something that translates to the NFL. Mean running.
That's pretty good. I like that.
All right. So we'll go ahead and talk about...
Well, and that, I think, does that not harm his average a little bit, too? How many times was he rushing from the 1, 2, 3 yard line, like,
yeah,
getting those touchdowns? And
I can agree with that.
A little skewy stats.
Okay. We'll talk about Trey Benson next.
Alrighty.
Trey Benson out of
Florida State.
See, somewhere else before Florida State.
Yeah, all these guys are. These guys are.
Besides Blake Corum. He was in Oregon. But yeah, he's 6'1", 223 is what I have him at.
I have him at 6 foot, 216.
That's what Jose has him at. He ran a 4.39.
That's one of
the bigger guys. Mm-hmm. 156 carries, 905 yards, 14 touchdowns, and a 5.8 average. He kind of, I think my comparison when I was watching him was Isaiah Pacheco, because he just ran full out and angry a lot. So,
not a lot of change pace stuff.
See, no,
and good acceleration though.
Like, he had the power, but I don't like the Pacheco one because he didn't run the middle. He was an outside guy. But I liked he's got quick feet, good footwork. He caught the ball. He does have that explosiveness you like. The breakaway speed. I just, the middle is, and so to me, he's going to be a third down back type guy, like a receiving guy. And I think he's going to be, I think he's got one where with the changes in the NFL about the kickoffs, I could see him working his way into like a returning role too, because he did that a little bit.
I think I got to disagree with you there. 6'1", almost 220, or 220, whichever one you see. I don't think there's any way you're going to put him as just a third down back. He's one of the few guys that I could see being a three down back, and that's why I have him a higher.
I guess I'm not going to say, I shouldn't say not going to be. That's what I envision him as to start.
We have him at number one for Manu, number five for Chowder, number three for me, number three for Hugo, and number four for Jose. So he's probably the one that we've been closest on.
I want to hear from Mr. Number One over here.
Yeah. I mean, you have him number one.
There's got to be good reasons.
I thought he had good acceleration. He doesn't have gears. Like you said, he doesn't have breakaway speed or anything. And I didn't really pay attention to, like, most of his work being outside. In my head, I was like, oh, he just breaks to the outside. Like, that's how I figured it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's, like, me being retarded, probably. I don't know. He also has a knee injury, right? Some shit like that in his past. He can, like, kind of do a little bit of everything, but nothing really stands out. But the fact that he can do a little bit of everything, like, good pass block, good catching, good running, good to get to the outside. You like the
all-aroundness of him.
I think he's the most complete back, and, like, you can meld him into whatever the fuck you want.
I think that's why he reminds me of Pacheco's, because it's like Pacheco doesn't have that cutting or anything like that where he's going to, you know, necessarily make people miss. He's just going to just try and run as fast and as hard as he can, and that's what he does. And sometimes that's why he, you know, will get tackled, because he's outrunning his blockers. I think he's limited. He's never going to be a guy that we're talking about as, like, one of the top backs in the league, but
he'll get work.
Yeah. So, number one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about the second person here. Number one on Chowder's list. Number two, on Jose's number four for Hugo, number four for me, and number six for Manu, and that's Jalen Wright from Tennessee.
Got 5'10", 210, 4'3", 40, 1,013 yards, and a 7.4 average, and I didn't write down receiving work, but I think he had a little bit.
22 catches last year.
Which is a fairly high number.
141.
For college running back.
He only had 2 the year before and 6 the year before that. So
So I had this 30, was the first time. 30 total for his college career.
Yeah, so it's there, but...
Yeah, last year was a little... Yeah, but they like we've all talked about, they don't pass to running backs often unless you play for Oregon. So...
7.4 yards per carry, though. My thing and why I thought even about putting him lower was because of this stacked boxes versus non-stacked boxes in the yards per carry.
Okay.
Against a non-stacked box, he averaged over 7 yards per carry.
Yep.
Makes versus sense. A stacked box, 2.5.
Okay.
I just don't think he is ever going to be capable of being the guy. He's a change of pace guy, a big play guy, but I just don't see him.
I feel like this is you politely saying you're wrong.
No,
it's his kind opinion.
This is he has.
Why you look sad?
He is exactly what I didn't like about Jahmyr Gibbs last year. He didn't run between the tackles. A lot of his was, you know, Tennessee would spread it out, and then they would give him like I think it was an Alabama game. First play of the game was like a 60-something yard touchdown run, and then after that, it was like nothing.
But it's Alabama. Like, I get it.
It's just
I get it.
It's a big play or nothing for him. That's what it feels like, and I just don't like that. I feel like people are hyping him up, hoping he's the next Alvin Kamara from Tennessee and everything like that. So, and he could be. I'm just not going to bank my money on him. He's a guy that I will probably be passing on a lot. That's just me, personally.
I'll do cleanup. So
now you know. Yeah.
So for Jalen Wright, right?
Yeah.
I have dynamic runner, patience, has gears, 30 pass catches over his career or whatever in college. I do have terrible block.
He's not a very good pass protector.
But he has insane speed
to
get to the second level. Like, at least in my opinion. He's one of the fastest dudes out of the dudes that we've been talking about to get to the second level.
I think he has the fastest 40 out of anybody.
4.38.
I just think he's insanely fast. Insanely. And he might be another Kamara. But I guess we'll find out.
I have description. Smaller. Elusive bowling ball with physicality.
I don't see the bowling ball.
I like
it. So hold on. So I don't know what you watched, but what I watched.
I watched Jalen Wright.
I did. I watched it. And he may not have. I'm not saying like he's going to run up the middle physical.
The middle.
But he's not going to shy away from a cornerback or a safety coming down on him. He's not gonna, and he hits him and he breaks those tackles for the explosive plays. He moves quick, so he can juke the shit out of people too, which I like to see. Big time breakaway speed. Like as soon as if he's alone in space, good luck. I think he's gone. I do have not many catches for a guy's size, but without watching full games, I don't know if it's just because of the Tennessee offense design or certain things like that, so I'm not going to necessarily knock him. But when I compared him to who we're going to talk about next, the other guy, there's just differences in play, and I felt like he was just more aggressive. More ready for contact. Just, I don't know. He looks hungry, kind of a little bit like you described Pacheco, just ankle biter, ready to go. And I don't think he's ever going to be a guy that's going to run up the middle. I don't think he's not going to do that in the NFL. But
my apologies to it was Georgia that he had the 75-yard run against first play. And then after that, he had 8 carries for 15 yards.
Against the team that lost one game in 2 years out of 25-plus.
But that's the team, that's the defense.
One of the top defenses in the nation.
But that's also the defense that is going to be the most similar to a
NFL. Yeah, but I mean, when you consider all these guys, oh, for sure. But you're not going to tell me that Tennessee's offense is going to be comparable to... to some of the offenses he could play for.
Your Alabama game, 11 carries, 22 yards.
Well, and that's stuff that you, without watching the entire full games, it's hard to get a good idea of what game plans were. Did they go down 30 touchdowns in 2 minutes? I don't know. Possible. Likely? Possibly not.
I feel like... So yeah, we need to buy laptops now so we can be over here like how Derek is.
Sniping away. I'm trying to do all my research I can.
I know. We're over here with pen and paper.
Pen and paper, living in 92, man.
As if you guys don't have phones.
I wrote this. Yeah, but you know what I mean? My neck and fucking...
I've got fat fingers, man. Leave me alone.
I got bad eyes. You know.
Alabama's actually where he had one third of his catches, too.
I it makes sense. It's probably a game where they just kept passing. They stopped. To me, he was the most explosive, most, I think, ready to go back in the draft. I just, yeah. Oh. Maybe because I missed so hard on Gibbs last year and was on that bad wagon, I'm liking these smaller guys again. I don't know. But...
He's not for me.
That's okay. I will go get him, and I love it. This is where it makes me wonder where some of these backs are going to fall. Like,
don't worry, I'm gonna take his guy.
Okay,
he's gonna be fucking fumbling around,
and then he's gonna take my guy. He'll
take
your
guy and be like, "Fuck!"
No, I'm just gonna take a wide receiver. They're better. Number one for, and he's number one on my list, Jose's list, Hugo's list. Not yours, twos.
Nope, I have him at six. I hate him.
At two.
He's disgusting.
So, 1-1-1-2-6. That's Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. 187 carries, 1,139 yards, 10 touchdowns, 6.1 average. You were just talking about Jalen Wright and how you think most pro ready, and that's just what I see from Jonathan Brooks. Is he's the most pro ready. He, you know, just was, I think, had the best vision out of anybody that I watched out of this year's class, and had the most patience as well to let his blocker set up. So just where I'm at and why I like him the best. He's coming off a torn ACL, though, in the TCU game, which is unfortunate.
There it is.
That's the problem. But they're saying his recovery's going well, so. Anybody else have anything to add?
So I have him as, he's big, physical back. Good, hits the hole. Breaks tackles.
But?
Doesn't have... the breakaway speed I want from a guy like him.
He had more breakaway speed in my mind than Corum.
Corum's hard to see because he's always running against boxes anyways. We're not talking about him anymore. Because
he's so goddamn fast.
But, you know what's funny is I felt like he would get through a hole untouched. And it took him 10-plus yards to start getting to, like, speed, like, to get away. And it gave everybody time. I don't know if I saw him break away for much more than, like, 30 yards before he wound up getting caught. And it just didn't match up. Like, I watched him, his game speed compared to others just... look slow.
He had a... I'm trying to look at his longs.
I'm sure he had a long one, but...
I mean, it was like 22, 27, 38, 15, 31, 67, 40, 61, and then 14 and 18.
Who were the big ones against, too?
They were against Wyoming and Kansas.
Holy shit.
That's what
the fuck was that? I don't know. They like that like almost just proved my point of why I don't like him.
I mean, he had almost 8 straight games before tearing his ACL that he had at least 98 yards.
I'm not saying like I feel like there's a lack of that breakaway that I want from my guy.
From your number one?
Yeah.
Who is your number one?
His number one is Jalen Wright. The guy that would either break away or get nothing.
That would break away or break away. Like, he's breaking away. Like an eagle.
Fly!
He had 14 carries, 57 yards against Alabama. Better than Jalen Wright.
Oh. What about the second game against Bama?
Really personal. Like, you know...
What about the second game?
There was no second game.
Oh, yeah, they didn't set that up. They should have.
And he was tore his ACL anyways.
True.
So he wouldn't have even played in that game.
I will say I'm what I have on that Brooks fella is that he was 6th in the nation. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's really high.
Watching some ads over there now.
Things have been playing this whole time, and this ad was like, you know what?
I'm going to go loud.
Brought to you by...
What were you saying?
He was 6th in the nation for all purpose yards. That's what stood out to me that I saw. And then that, like, yeah, the injury, that was kind of scary. So I'm picturing like a Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, maybe. Like, that's what it reminds me of a little bit. But
Gurley had degenerative knees.
I'm just saying. That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, we'll see.
And I did put that he had a stupid amount of potential.
If he didn't have a torn ACL, I would 100% put a bet on Jalen Wright versus
100%
Jonathan Brooks.
Oh, but one little twist of an ankle.
I don't know if I can invest my house in this anymore.
It's going to be interesting where these people land. That's just kind of what it comes down to. If anybody, one of these goes to Dallas, even if it's one of the guys that are like lower on the list, they're going to be highly overdrafted in rookie drafts because Dallas has that need for a number one running back and people are going to jump on that.
If
Blake Corum goes to Los Angeles, like I 100% believe in my heart that Harbaugh is going to make that happen.
You take it back.
I think... He's going to, you know, people are going to draft him being like, oh, he's back with his coach. But
I get that. So, of all these guys, in your mind, is there a single one that's even sniffing getting gone in the first round? Would you be completely and utterly shocked, disappointed in that team that picked one of these guys in the first?
There shouldn't be any of these guys going in the first.
I don't think they're, like, that dynamic. I think they're good.
I think a second round run on them, maybe. Like, I think a few of them might go, like, running just because
I think you'll
they start going. But
probably not in the first, but you may see one of these teams trade up to one of the early second rounders, one of the first picks of the second round to grab one of these guys. That would be my, what I would
earliest think. Type.
But yeah, just like, I'm trying to even pop up who's in the back of the first, who could even potentially need.
In all reality, watching them, I didn't see a talent that you would necessarily want to
have like
the mandatory fifth year, like the fifth year option. Like,
yeah,
I look at it, it's like, well, get them for four.
A lot of these guys look like they're building blocks, or like need a little bit of mold.
A little bit of a project.
After Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I cannot see the Chiefs doing it.
I'm going to let that man walk, respectfully.
49ers?
Yeah, I can't believe they did.
49ers, no. Baltimore, no. Detroit, no. Buffalo, potentially, but I'm going to say...
They have other needs that need to be filled before that. So
Arizona, same thing. I think they need a lot more than a running back.
Yep, they got Connor anyway. So
Tampa Bay, a gangster. I think they would.
Old man Connor.
Oh yeah,
that feels ridiculous.
Tampa Bay probably later on in the draft.
Yep.
Green Bay. They just signed Jacob, so
and they still got Dylan.
Dallas, I don't think they would be willing to spend a pick that early on a running back.
No.
So I don't see.
There's not, it's going to be day two picks.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think back. Like last year, we had two with Gibbs and Bijan. We all expected Bijan, but Gibbs was a surprise to go as early as he did. The year before that, I don't even know if there was one. Najee was the only pick in the first round a couple years ago. Josh Jacobs was the only first round pick years ago.
Normally it's just one.
And I don't think any of these guys are at the talent of a Najee or Jacobs. So day two. I think you'll see a run on them. But
I think that's what the bummer is outside of placement, I think Dynasties is going to be, hopefully you hit them.
I don't even know if any of these guys is going to, it kind of depends on landing spot again, but are any of these guys going to be able to be a first round dynasty draft?
I think only if.
Also, I just realized how long we've ran on this one.
Quite a bit. We're in Nam now in Forrest Gump. he's been a good minute.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
So, has he gone to Alabama yet to play football?
Yeah.
That whole thing already happened.
He already saw
Jenny in the titty bar.
Damn.
And Jenny in the gentleman's club.
I know. That's what you're worried about?
The city club?
That is what you're worried about.
I also apologize for saying the R word earlier. Yes, it just slipped out. You can't put on Forrest Gump and not have that popping in my head. You have me watching
Anyways,
right
we're
going to
get out of here, and we're going to be back next week with the wide receivers.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy this. I got slaughter gang, nigga, I'm rapping. Turn on. Chopper getting preaching, I'm the reverend. Turn on. Call him new era, he capping. Yeah. Them the type of niggas I ain't that on.